This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We are with you on another episode of the series For a Better Life. In our program, we are going to talk to you about the very details of English Persian literature, and we are going to go deep into the details of what are the messages behind each episode of the program. So today, we are with you on talking about some of the Persian writers and famous artists, starting with the very famous one, Sa'di. Human beings are members of a whole in creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot retain. In this beautifully emotive poem called Bani Adam, translated to Persian, drafted in 13th century, the Persian Muslim polymath Sa'di used what he can be employed as an analogy to our current challenge in order to visualize this common constitution of humanity. April 21 is Sa'di Day in commemoration of Sa'di Shirazi. As a great Persian poet and prose writer of the medieval period, Sa'di is recognized for the quality of his writing and for the depth of his social and moral thoughts. He was born in Shiraz and died around 1292. Sa'di Shirazi, known Abu Muhammad Musleh, known by his pen name Sa'di, was one of the major Persian poets of the medieval period. Sa'di is known as a mystic and metaphysician in the history of Persian literature. He is recognized for the quality of his writing and for the depth of his social and moral thoughts. Going back to the poem that I read to you just a few seconds ago, we can see the details of what is happening in his poem. Sa'di, as a poet who is connecting psychology, moral issues, and even ethics connected to his religion as well, is talking to us by means of a message. He has also written two books, Bostan and Golestan, which are the two masterpieces of time. The Bostan is a book of Persian verse written in 1257 by Sheikh Sa'di Shirazi. Sheikh Sa'di was a poet who was widely recognized as one of the masters of classical Persian literature. Bostan is Sa'di's first work and literally means the orchard. The title is a metaphor for the content of the book, which are the fruits of Sa'di's long experience journeys, his judgments on life, and his understanding of human philosophy. So now, when we just get familiar with Sa'di and the two masterpieces he has written, how about going for a very short break, then coming back to talk about how he, Sa'di, is connecting his poems, is connecting literature, and is connecting Persian culture to what deep beliefs we do have in Islam. And how and why do the Iranian people love this poet and believe in what he says, as his ideas and ideologies are totally connected to our deep beliefs in Islam. So, talking about Sa'di and why do we Iranian people love him and what and how are his ideologies connected to Islam? So, starting from the point that why do we love Sa'di and listen to his advice? The fact is that the words and freshness of Sa'di's poetry, as well as the foresight and wisdom of the tales of his famous Iranian poet, of this famous Iranian poet, are so transcendent that anyone, without any reasons, is enchanted by the balanced spread and moderation in his poetry. Sa'di's poetry reminds sympathy as the essence of human existence, as a balanced approach to daily life that can uproot many conflicts in a society. Avoiding controversy in word and deed and turning to calm and gentle attitude for how to behave and live in coexistence is promoted in Sa'di's poetry. These verses that we just read them at the beginning of our episode, Sa'di's Bani Adam decorate the walls of the United Nations building in New York. Just can't believe how much this verse and his poems are being spread in the world. And still, there is a surprise that the effect of what Saadi has written years ago, that a sense of joining together and standing next to each other, is officially connecting people. The moral message in his works are countless, but this probably most famous one is injecting its effect on the minds of people. What makes it even more tangible is that this very face exists there, that the moral message and ethical lessons of his work, like many other Iranian authors, poets, writers, and scholars, are observed in the religious roots as well. Saadi himself was a Muslim and even wrote poems to praise the Prophet, has mentioned the rules of supporting each other. And it is one of the principles of our faith to help our fellow human beings. We have compiled lists of acts that you can do to help others. Some are obvious and others are often overlooked, but of great importance too. Going to our religion and see what our religion has to offer, talking about connecting to each other, having each other's back, and helping. In the Quran, Allah says, "Help one another in acts of piety and righteousness, and do not assist each other in acts of sinfulness and transgression. And be aware of Allah. Verily, Allah is severe in punishment."
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, 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 oh. Your love is all I need.
Many narrations said by the Prophet of Mercy, Salawatullah alayh, assure the importance of cooperation, helping others, and offering them a hand. The generous Prophet considers faith be incomplete until one loves for his brother and the others love for themselves. The generous Prophet considers faith be incomplete until one loves for his brother what he loves for himself. He considers who sleeps and knows his neighbors is starving, his faith is incomplete, and also is visited by a guest and fails to honor, his faith is incomplete. The great Prophet said, "Anyone who believes in Allah and the last day should not harm his neighbor, and anyone who believes in Allah and the last day should entertain his guest generously, and anyone who believes in Allah and the last day should talk what is good or keep quiet." And it is very nice that the message behind our poet's masterpiece again is a repetition or maybe an inspiration of what he has been taught by Islam and what would lead the different generations of today towards both thoughtfulness and religion, which is unbelievably magnificent. It is like here we've got the art of Islam, the picture of beauty which can never be ignored. Well, we've come to the end of this episode of For a Better Life. Before we end, I'd like to repeat the last part of the poems by Saadi Shirazi, which we were just discussing today. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot retain. Thank you for staying with me until the end of this episode of For a Better Life. Until another episode, I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was For a Better Life.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned. One must know religion basics and according to them must influence his or her personality and heart. You must influence your heart.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always